quorum, do we? Jim, Lee, four. Tracy?
Tracy's on. Tracy's
gone. Kathy, you were very happy with the, you did the thing at Sam's Point the other day, right?
Yes, I did.
You were very happy with it. It came up in the Chamber of Commerce thing. And my wife was hoping to be there, but when it rained, she was going to bring the dog for the hike. It didn't happen. But now they're trying to schedule the hike for another day. We're anxious.
I would be very happy to come back. That rainstorm was a brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. I was happy about it because that minute got warm. That just meant the grass keeps growing. I keep mowing and filling people on that. So it was good, you know.
Well,
yeah, no, it was nice. We had a chamber board meeting yesterday, and they said nice things about it. So. We got good news. Well, I can't go pit. I don't know what four is. Okay. I'm going to start it. I'm going to think about what I'm going to say because I can't think about it. I'm going to call a meeting to order. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes of October 6th.
Okay.
Herb and Jim, any additions, deletions, corrections, or anything else?
No, yeah, so pretty good.
Okay, if not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We have a bunch of resolutions for informational services. So I'm going to start with 374. It's, move it.
Second.
Okay. For discussion, and this is the...
This is an amendment.
This is...
Contract is already in place.
Correct.
Yeah. Any questions?
Well, we need to start on the amendment.
Yeah, certainly.
The new system amendment is for, the public safety counselor that we have. It's used by the sheriff and emergency communications, and it has record management modules, police records, and they added narcotics module and police management module to the existing system. And they were implemented during the year, earlier this year. And this is to modify the maintenance agreement to add those two modules. I'm not real familiar with the details, but the concept is that they track narcotics cases. I don't really have because I wasn't involved in the implementation itself. I'm not.
Do you know? Did you talk about it?
No. Actually, I don't know if this, we want through law enforcement. I don't think it is. It just, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
If you look on page, it would be like,
oh, yeah.
The application package. Record developer interface software, corrections management software, photo imaging.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm just wondering how the name. I'm not here about it before right now, but how cool is
it? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 375 is, this is Windstream Holdings, Inc. This is telecommunications, utility service, session, internet initiation protocol. Holy goodness. Trunking and relating services for the county's voiceover internet protocol cell phone system. Move it.
Not yet.
Okay, discussion?
You want to discuss?
Yeah.
What is the bond? This is related to the new telephone system that we purchased and implemented over the course of this past year. The way that the old telephone system worked is that for every telephone that you had a single telephone line attached to it. So you paid for the telephone line regardless of whether it was being used or not. So if you had 1,000 phones, you had 1,000 telephone lines. These six trunks, that's an inner protocol. They are session initiation protocol. They are aggregate chunks, so they're big phone lines that come from the carrier to the county, and then we then have the ability to share the pipe between all the phones. So I only need to buy a phone service for the number of concurrent calls that we have instead of one for every call that we have. So then I buy two of them, and we sort of load balance between them both. Then if one goes down, you still have the other one, so you have backup. So there's all that backup built into it. So it was, it's the way to provide access to the outside world with our new voice telephone system.
So there's a net savings over our old system.
The net savings is...
$134,960
a year.
Very nice.
Significant.
Other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Very good. Okay. 378, this is Space Saver Systems, Inc., Department of Information, Inflinex.
Yeah. Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Sure.
It might be worth to do the net savings. I don't know if there's a way to put that when we talk about financial impact. We talk about the short term, but I think it'd be worthwhile to list it as a net savings, even to give you credit to your office for doing
the resolution
good work. Because otherwise, you know, we just go home and
spending another,
But you're not spending $300.
And that's great that we should be recognizing that and recognizing you and what you're doing.
Okay. Okay, 378 is a web-based physical records management software license, blah, 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 blah. Move it for discussion, please.
Move.
Okay, discussion.
This is a software system that replaces the system that the county clerk is now using to track the physical records in the records center on Foxborough Avenue. There's a million records in that building, and they've been using this software that we wrote back in 1990-something, and it's just really come to its end of life, and there's products out there that are so much more sophisticated. So we did an RFP and looked at a few different systems, and of course chose this system from Steph Saver Company that is called Infolink. So this is to, this is a cloud-based system, so it's the cost to access it over a 3-year period.
How do we transition our current system to a project system? What is the model?
What we would do is upload all the records that are in the current system and migrate them into the new system.
They're all electronic records.
And I know that Carl
Sessolo, when energy and technology were together, environment, had brought up cloud issues, and before when we talked about cloud, we talked about security concerns. Mm-hmm. Has that been resolved as a broad sense?
In the industry, yes. And there's really, in this application itself, there's no secure information that's being transmitted or stored. But even the other systems that we're considering for cloud access, if they have any kind of sensitive data, there's government clouds that have higher levels of security, where they meet the Criminal Justice Information Services guidelines, the HIPAA Health Information Privacy Act guidelines, and so there are certain systems that are geared specifically for government and security.
So we are considering looking into that possibility as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sorry, I detained outside. Could you already explain the contract amendment for the lowest votes? Did you look through that yet? Okay. That one.
On 378, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Four, I'll tell you with Informational Services 422, contract in excess of $60,000 for Bureau Professionals International. Oh, this is only $35,000. Hey, such a deal. Move it. Second. Okay. Discussion.
Consumer Professionals International is one of the consulting companies that we sort of have on retainer. They provide us like second level support on systems that either one we don't have the full expertise on, because it's impossible for us to keep trained on every single technology, so we need to just back up. And also if we have projects where we just don't have the person hours, they'll assist us with that as well. So what I do is I budget a set amount for them for the year, and we're not obligated to use it at all. If we do have issues, if all the paperwork and administrative stuff is set up in advance, so then it's easy at that point just to call them in and work on the project.
Sure,
Trace.
Did we first, our first contract with them was in 2012, or have we contracted with them prior to that? This is an amendment extending agreement.
Right. Yeah, this is an amendment extending agreement. We've been working with them for a long time. I think that the when I started as a director in 2006, we were working with them.
So I guess the question is, are they a sole source provider, or I mean, would there ever be benefit to going back out to the key for this kind of service instead of this, mm-hmm. That's something I think about a lot when I see these contracts come through, not just from your department, but across the board, mm-hmm. where you see an extended multiple time.
Well, we have been, had been purchasing them off New York State contracts until New York State ended all of their consultant agreements, I think, 2 years ago. So up until then, it was all competitively did. So we haven't really redid it, and they haven't changed the pricing since then. So we haven't redid it, but it'd be something to consider. Yeah, so we'll
look into it. Who else is out there? Mm-hmm.
The thing you have to remember is something like this, you have to weigh into the RFP is the background experience that they have with our infrastructure.
Yeah.
I mean, they know our systems as well as some of my staff do. So, I mean, it certainly doesn't mean you shouldn't look around, but when I weigh my
choices, that would be important.
That would be something
I would
look at as well.
And can I ask a question?
Go ahead. You're on a roll.
My other question was, not that I hold the number, but in the last couple of years, how much have you had to use them if it's not your fee now?
CTI would use a lot, so I will probably use that whole $35,000.
Okay.
That was my question. The 35 is all the money that's going to be used in this game. You know, you have nothing but 245.
245 was the cumulative, I think, right?
Well, no, it says that's an accuracy amount.
Because of all the cumulative years before it. But Jim, depending on what projects go on, I may use them more.
Well, that's my job. Can you just... I'm the anti-tech on most of the design computer I can't break.
Mm-hmm.
And just a practical, like, they're there. What would they do? Just link two computers together? Is it information transfer?
What it typically is setting up the back-end environment. So, for example, now when you get a new server, there's a new technology called virtualization where instead of buying a piece of hardware, you have a software system that you tell the system that, okay, this really isn't a real server, but allocate me this much storage, this much memory. So we would just tell the caller and say, hey, could you throw up a new server for us? These are the requirements we need, and give them everything they need. And they also do a lot of troubleshooting stuff for us. Okay. If something breaks, they call them.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand a word she just said.
I'm sorry.
It's all clear to me. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
The tech repair guy.
That's why they never gave me a window in the prison. I run this on my computer. 423, also Informational Services, AssetWorks LLC. Move it, please.
Second.
Okay.
This software product is the vehicle asset Fleet management. Fleet management, thank you. It's a fleet management system that's used by the Department of Public Works and also by Area Transit to track their vehicles, maintenance on their vehicles. It'll pop up preventative maintenance schedules for them. It tracks parts and
mileage, everything.
Yeah.
Yes, cool.
And then this is just the next year's maintenance.
I just want to say that this is that, I mean, we dealt with it a lot when we were doing the green fleet. We got to talk to the fleet manager and Randall and Al, director of environment, together. We had multiple meetings, and the software is very impressive. I mean, there's a lot of information. I think it saves us a lot of money. And it also teaches us a lot about our fleet so that we can make improvements, both on the choice of vehicles and hopefully even the removal of vehicles if it
makes
sense.
Yeah. Cool.
Really
cool. So this year works. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 424, also informational services, Tyler Technologies. Move it, please.
Move.
Second. Okay. Discussion?
Tyler Technologies is the vendor that we purchased our payroll and human resources system from, and this is the next year's maintenance. Another year and a half maintenance.
This is basically going to be an annual cost for as long as we run the software and the service.
Yeah. And of course, the licensing fee too, right?
Yes, the licenses are all actually paid up front.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is this all part of the super software that we bought about a year or so ago?
It isn't. So
is that separate?
Yes, and the relationship between that is that we purchased the payroll personnel product first, and when we went out to bid for that, the New World System, which is our financial management system, bid on it, and so did Tyler. And at that point, the finance department and the RTP decided that the Tyler product was better at met their needs, and they purchased that. Now go down the road, maybe 5, 6, 7 years, and we need a financial system. Well, Tyler certainly has a financial system. So we put out another RFP, and Tyler bid on it, but then so did New World Systems and others. And in that time between when we looked at Tyler back when and now, New World turned out to be the better solution for us. So we purchased a New World system 2 years ago and implemented it last year. So the Tyler system will feed the New World system. However, now we're doing a project where we're evaluating whether we should now switch to New World payroll and stop this one to, you know, to see if we can make some better efficiency.
What is that? I'm sure you're doing a project now to evaluate. How are you doing that?
To bring the vendor in and show us which payroll system look now. Well, we have the interface looking now. So what we want to do is find out how the payroll system compares to the one that we have now, and have they improved anything over the course of the time in their payroll and HR. In the Tyler system, we have them write a civil service module. How does the civil service module in the world look? Because they pretty much tell us the civil service module for us. So there's a lot to consider.
And if this analysis says that we would gain efficiencies with New World since we're on the rest of the New World system, would we have to go out to bid? Or
how would we do that up to purchasing? Because it's not a straightforward one. Yeah. But sometimes with just an extension of an existing system, we don't need to go out to bid.
Right.
But I would leave that to give you guidance on that one.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Can I just ask you to come back? we're going to see how the analysis goes.
Okay.
Okay. 425, also informational services, the Blue Storm Technologies. Entertain motion for discussion.
So
okay, second. All right, discussion. This is
Blue Storm Technologies is another one of those vendors that we have on retainer, so that if we should need any assistance with the low smoke system, that they would assist us with maybe upgrading the system, or in this case, next year we'll be migrating off of low smoke. So these would be the people who will take us out of the old system and into whichever platform that we choose.
Carl?
No, yeah, I when I saw this in abstract, I didn't get a chance to see the contract, but so I'm glad that you said that this company is going to help you migrate. This $15,000 is consulting for migration, or no, for just the Lotus Milk itself?
Well, I can use, however I need them. It's not for the Lotus Notes itself. It's a retainer that I put out there so that when I need to use the vendor, I can call them in, and I have that $35,000 to use, or that I think it's $15,000 to use. So I've not committed any money to them. So when it came time to do a job, they should do a proposal, and for the migration, you know, maybe it'll be $5,000 to $10,000. So I don't. This $15,000 is enough earmark to take care of the whole migration. It's there to put in place so that when I have to do the migration, I have money there and a contract in place to allow me to do it without having. At that point,
okay.
To start a contract.
Right. This is not for Lotus Notes and Domino service support.
Correct.
Okay. May I ask a question that's not pertaining to this, but it is pertaining to
absolutely not. Oh, yeah. Oh, why not?
Because I thought this was payment for Domino service. But, I made an issue last year about the fact that we spent a lot of money. And this contract started in 2012 with this firm. It's a Fourth Amendment. I don't know, did they in the past do the maintenance agreements for the Domino server and the Lotus Notes?
Not maintenance agreements. They're consultants that I hire for assistance with either projects that we don't have the expertise on or...
Okay. So there's a separate contract that we do have.
With IBM.
Okay, so it's with IBM, and the maintenance was $75,000, and it was broken down to certain things. That was last year. Is there another contract coming this year? Okay.
Yes.
So when are we going to migrate to another email system?
Okay, next year.
Next year.
Okay. Well, we're very close to choosing. We spent a good amount of time this year evaluating different solutions. We looked at IBM has a product called SparkCloud. Gmail for government. Google has Gmail for government. And Tracy, that's an example of one of the ones that has a separate environment for the government to use, rather than it wouldn't be in the same place where all our Gmail accounts are.
Biostasis
is the United
States. Right. For EU and for government, the Biostasis is the United States. All servers are in this country.
Mm-hmm. And they meet higher levels of security standards.
That's all the questions I have. I got her answer them. I know that we're going to get another $75,000 maintenance contract coming down the road.
Next month, probably.
And that'll be a Fourth Amendment to the original contract. That
will be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you have to bite that bullet one more time.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I just want to point out to the committee that this resolution, you would, if local law was not in effect this year, you would never have seen this contract. We just would have appropriated the money. But because it's an amendment that's in excess of $50,000 aggregate for the lifetime of the contract, you have the opportunity to vote on it.
Okay. Cool. All right. Thank you, Carl. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
That's it.
That's it. Join while you can.
Thank you very much for coming.
But you do know the phone number to the security guy downstairs, so you need to stop.
Well, I don't get outside,
huh? Yeah. Run for it.
All right, I'll probably come back next month then, because okay. I think I'll have more stuff at the end of the year.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
So much.
Sorry to make you delay so long with the other evening.
Okay.
387, authorizing a 31-day extension for reporting to the Hills County Legislature to the Ulster and Delaware Recorder Advisory Committee. Move it, please. Okay,
so we have a bulk of the committee on this committee, but for those who weren't at our committee meeting, the consultant's report is due on November 29th, and this resolution, as originally worded, required our report to be submitted on November 30th, which is not a lot. It doesn't give us a lot of time to do our work. So the committee, we're asking for this extension. It's our expectation, and we discussed and agreed that we're going to do whatever it takes to try to get something in before the end of this term in the form of a resolution, which I just want to give a heads up to you, and I'll talk to you after the meeting about it. But we report to the legislature as a whole, and we're probably going to move toward a special meeting to discuss our findings and to bring forward our recommendations in the form of a resolution. But I'd like the potential of bringing it to this committee as well, since this began out of this committee, even if that might potentially mean a special meeting of this committee on the night we're making the presentation, because it would
Email everybody via whatever email we're using this week.
I just think it's probably, if we could do it rather than just going along the rules, it would be ideal to come out.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate the hard work. I know you're doing a lot of work on that, so. A little hard work never killed anybody.
Yeah.
So, all in favor? Opposed? Okay, very good. 439, approving funds for advertising on buses, amending the 2015 Elk County Budget Department of Public Transportation, UCAT.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay, a discussion?
Is this our total annual advertising revenue? It doesn't want to say what the period of time. It could be the first whole year, but...
It just says that it's the advertising revenue received from Timely Signs. So I don't know if it's...
And do we have revenue from other companies or Timely Signs?
I think Timely Signs is the vendor for the sign.
Okay. Maybe you, Chris, and maybe we could find out if it's an annual revenue. I'm going to support it, but I'm just curious if this is what we make for a whole year.
Okay.
Further what you know where you're going. I'd like to find out just how it all works. I see the busmen. I see, Taj and Keegan and long are they on there? How what's the deal?
Yeah, what a great deal.
And they're buying. On record, I talked to Amanda about wanting to see our electric vehicles wrapped, just to say, these are Ulster County green vehicles. And to extend to that, I know you're joking a little bit, Jim, but to extend on what you're saying, it's $8,000, not to say $8,000, but if $8,000 is a total annual revenue for all the signs on all the buses, we might be able to make an argument, not for advertising ourselves, but for advertising the great things about Ulster County on our own
buses,
even for advertising our
own
bus service.
It's not a lot of money.
There might be a way to wrap it in a way that would benefit us all, in a yep. much more positive way than $2,000.
Kind of makes an argument that you get a good bang for your buck out of your ad on the side of the bus, if that's all you spend from it, if you think about it.
Why don't we do this? Let's, based on that, if we want to flip it around for, so it would actually be February, but maybe we could get the contract people to come in and explain how it all works. Let's start looking at why we're only getting 8 grand, because that's not a lot of money. For the amount of miles those buses and the coverage those buses give you, that's like giving it away.
Well, and as a policy decision, maybe we can start talking about how we could promote beautiful Ulster County. And public transportation. Yeah. Yeah. How fun would it be to get on a funky wrapped bus? I mean, seriously, you know, there's all kinds of ways to make bus riding more attractive, and that might be more of a benefit to the environment and to the county than advertising a particular law,
law office. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, great. 4:40. Chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a bus shelter agreement with the villages of Ellenville and various municipalities throughout the county.
Second.
Okay. A discussion.
Okay, Max, we got everything but
time. Yes.
Okay, so it says currently in the second month, whereas it says the bus shelter that's currently in the county's inventory, of course, has supporting us. I'm wondering how many other bus shelters are currently in the inventory that are not being utilized. So that is a question I would like to answer, but I will support. Yeah, because this is saying that we are distributing a bus shelter that's currently in our inventory, which is why there's no financial impact. Which says to me, we have a bus shelter sitting in a building somewhere not being used. Are there other bus shelters that aren't being used? And if so, I'd like to know how many, and if there's a place you can put them. Okay. That's actually someone should sit on the ground.
Okay, we'll get that.
You want this last one? Mm-hmm. It's just a transfer of money. That's probably not the entire budget.
Right. Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
4:40. Opposed? Okay. And last but slightly not least, because it deals with the town of Gardner.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second, I can get to member of the planning board. It's Catherine Hudson.
I do want to say something
on this. I'm happy to read it. Okay.
He resigned. But I just want to say, I think everybody's familiar, I hope everybody's familiar with Kate Hudson. She's written great outcomes, and she speaks on departments, which is a lot, and she's having a great asset to this board.
Cool. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any new business? Yeah.
Did we hear from Bob?
That's old business. One thing at a time. That's old business.
We did.
Actually, does everybody have a copy?
No, I don't need it.
All right. Yeah. I don't need it.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a broadband update from Economic Development Alliance President Susan Holt, verbal report 11/4/15. Broadband Group issued RFP to discuss broadband needs for economic development on a town-by-town, municipality-by-municipality basis with an objective, independent focus. RFP is due back November 10th. RFP is available on the purchasing website. Assessment may present needs in a priority format to allow reasons as to why individual projects would be initiated. Plan is expected to prepare Ulster County for the new, Ulster County for when New York State Governor releases the rules regarding the release of state funding for broadband, and New York State issued an RFI seeking help by establishing the rules for giving out broadband funding. These RFIs have not yet been received, and thus the state is still determining the rules for how to give out the money. In other words, the state has no freaking clue what's going on.
Can you back up, though? What's your feeling of what we've asked them to do, which is do an assessment of where are we now, where are the gaps in each of the towns, what percentage of the towns have access to wired service, and what don't, and what are their needs in the future. So it's really doing a town-by-town assessment so that we can then build a plan and be ready when the governor comes back with saying, here's how you apply for the $500 million, that we have an assessment of where we're at today and what we need for today.
As opposed to starting the day per se.
Exactly. But can I ask, does that, and maybe you have the answer, maybe not, does that, based on what you just read, does that mean that the RFI is requiring that the respondent to the RFI analyze each municipality on its own account by account? Basically, the reply saying we're going to do Woodstock.
The RFP is for the whole county. The RFI is the governor going out saying, here's some things we're considering, give us feedback.
That's the way we do. Okay, so is the RFP requiring that they do every
municipality? Yes.
Yes. That's my understanding.
And I was hoping to have more than that, so I do apologize, but Bob and or Suzanne will be here for December. Okay, so I do apologize. And if I may, take 2 seconds. Lynn, I'm sorry to hear for your loss, but your work here, especially with the broadband, I don't think it's gone unnoticed. So I assure you it will be followed through because I know it's your baby.
I'm sure you'll be floating around
and reminding everybody, but I know you've worked very hard and it's a passion, but it's a good passion, and it will be maintained, I assure you of that. So if we ever get the governor of New York State with their head or their tuchus, I know how you write that in the thing. But, you know, maybe we could actually go forward instead. Here we are. You know, we're ready and we're waiting. So, but I do want to thank you.
Thank you.
It truly does mean a lot. I don't mean to embarrass you, but it truly does mean a lot. So be very, very proud of yourself.
Can you circulate the RFP, Krista? Can you do my
I'll try to find it off the website.
Yeah, I'm trying to circulate it.
Do back soon. So.
Yeah, the 10th, I believe they do that.
Anybody have anything else?
Just the motion for adjournment.
Yes, sir. Second? All favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Get that to everybody if you want.
Yeah.